The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm here. I'm Doug with my friends Victoria and Kara working our way through. There I am again. Will you please stop using the term working? It's annoying. I'm saying this a note to myself. How about we have some fun and also we learn some things about what's going on in the world today so that we can be more intelligent than the average duck that's quacking about what's going on in the world. President Obama went to Flint, Michigan yesterday to drink the water. Good for him. He had one glass of water, and therefore, we all know, with that pronouncement, everything is beautiful. Holds up the glass, says this used a filter. Yesterday, he proclaimed it's now safe for anybody over the age of six to drink the filtered water as long as it is filtered water in Flint. So, after all this very public water contamination issue, what do we know? Well, the president says it's okay if you're over six. So what happens to everybody who's under six? They all die? They move out of town? What do? And then make sure it's filtered water. Well, that has been known since the beginning. I don't get anything out of this at all. I don't feel like anything changed. I don't think the situation has been fixed. They haven't fixed the pipes. All right. They did is give a bunch of filters to people. He said this is not a stunt. Well, if it isn't, what is it? The water is still crap coming out of the river instead of coming from the lake. And so I didn't understand. What am I missing here? Why did he bother to go? It was a kind of a joke, and not a funny one.
Do you think he had any pressure from the public to have him support them or a show of support?
What did he do that was supportive other than tell people to drink? I have one glass of water. I drink it. I know it's safe because it was filtered. Yeah, right. Not everybody has the filters. And if you're under six, you can't drink it. So this is a perfect example of the kind of theatrics that makes people crazy about the public sector. There is no meaning to this, no rhyme, no reason, no impact.
Right.
Other than he just makes himself look more foolish than he looked the last time he looked foolish. And
this kind of stuff happens all the time, and I just you're not going to drink one glass of water and then explode.
It is everybody else's great water.
Right, but you're also not going to explode spontaneously in front of everyone either. So, one glass of water means nothing.
Drinking it, being in the shower, in a bathtub with it. What's so flabbergasted and what's so frustrating is that all you have to do is stop using the water from the river and start using the water from the lake. The treated water from Detroit is more expensive, but hello, it's healthy. It's okay. And you use the lead-coated, there's a system that you can use to coat the pipes so that the lead doesn't stick to the pipes, and therefore it doesn't affect you, because if there's no lead in the pipes, not likely it's going to get to you. So those things are not being done, haven't been done, but can be done. But there are too many people there arguing with each other about whose fault it is and pointing the finger. And I got a finger, pick one of them, and it isn't my index finger that I would use to signal, especially the governor of that state, how I felt about him and his nonsense and what's gone on there.
Well, that's what I don't get about this, is they arrested or at least are trying to charge those three kind of lower...
Right, the two guys that really were up to there, Mickey, are both dead.
Yeah, and it's just, do something. Who really cares? Like, I don't care at this
point.
Well,
this is what's
Who's
wrong
fault
with
it is.
Government.
Find out, there's so much time to find that out later. Do something. Fix the problem.
Right.
And then, you know, eliminate the issue and then figure out whose fault it is later.
Yeah. Well.
That's what's important. But
there you go. But. That's a big but there. Yes, there is. Okay, so that's that story. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and John Kasich. Okay, so everybody's thrown in the towel. Teddy and Doug. Everybody's thrown in the towel. Trump is the presumptive nominee. The chairman of the Republican National Committee says he's our nominee. See you later, alligator. Trump says he wants Dr. Ben Carson to help him with a search for a VP. Now, I got to tell
you. Is Carson awake?
Well, you know, the last time that happened, George Bush asked Dick Cheney to help him find the vice president. And guess who he found? After he looked around at all those candidates, he decided he was the most qualified. What a shocker that was. Now, will Ben Carson be the same? And if that were the case, how would Carson affect the Trump campaign or his ability to get votes? Because Carson is black. Are you going to get black voters to vote for that ticket? Because he's pretty right of center socially. Would people who are conservatives that now don't like Donald Trump because they say he's nothing but a liberal New Yorker. So does that affect the ticket? Or do we look around at some of the other people, like the governor of New Mexico, we were talking about her, and then there's the subtext to all of this. I saw floating around yesterday the desperation for these people that don't like Trump. There's a headline in the Boston paper, Trump sex attack scandal. Blonde beauty sues and claims he tried to force himself on her. They're digging this up from, let's see here, October 1st, 1996. So, what is that, 20 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And the story about him celebrating when he was not married, bringing some dream date to Mar-a-Lago, his place in Palm Beach, and the charges about what happened later on, the assertion from a lady that he wasn't a gentleman, yada, yada, yada. This is now what will. This is what you'll see. This is the kind of stuff that gets flushed out with Hillary Clinton running against Donald Trump. He'll tell his side, and then you'll hear the stories of the other people. Because this probably isn't. This is probably not a single incident. Probably a number of people. This particular woman happened to have been a candidate in the Miss Universe pageant, who accused him of taking her for a weekend party down at his place, and then. The end of the story, this article that's in the October 1st, 1996 National Enquirer says, I have, quote, more respect for women than anybody. All right.
So he said that in 1996.
Right. And he said it again, I think, this year, didn't he? I think he said that any number of times. But
yeah.
But the Okay. The point here is that there will be lots of slime. There'll be more slime in this campaign than there will be in the new Ghostbusters movie.
Hey now.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of slime in that. All right, so just a reflection. Your thoughts. We have a live Twitter feed going on at Good Day Show, Instagram.com/ Good Day Show, and Facebook.com/ Good Day. Join in the conversation. Here are three ways to listen to the Good Day program when you're on the go. Go to TalkStreamLive.com, or you can download the TalkStream Live mobile app. If you don't have a smartphone, then you try the new Listen Line. Works on any telephone. Call 605-477-3712. This would be good when Meredith's trying to listen and she can't find. And you've had this, Victoria. We've found some of the. We have all kinds of ways of downloading this program, but sometimes they don't work. This may be the most valuable and the most dependable way, and it saves your data. No extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. You can listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program on any phone, anytime, anywhere, by dialing 605-477-3712. So if you're a fan, again, anytime, anywhere. It'll be a loop, 6 hours a day of the program. Will be looped four times. You'll be able to hear it when you dial 605-477-3712. Now, you both tried it. Kara's tried it. Victoria's tried it. What did you find when you were listening to it, when you got into it? I was trying to figure out
it's
whether...
It's a pretty strong stream.
Yeah, that's the idea. Have a good strong stream.
Yep.
All right, so try it out. TalkStream Live, 605-477-3712.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear Tops, just $9.99. A Ninja Blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store, select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
Right. Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
All right, so there's a situation in Canada. A lot of people are talking about this big wildfire that's there. 80,000 plus people.
That's
in
crazy.
Fort McMurray, which is northern Alberta province, in the heart of the oil industry, the oil sands, the big oil shale. A lot of the oil, you know, that pipeline that has been so controversial that Obama vetoed, but the next president will put in. It goes Canadian oil freight from Canada all the way down to the to New Orleans, to the port there. Anyway, that's where it comes from. The oil is there. So it's feeding the fire. And the neighborhoods have been destroyed.
I don't know if you saw. Sorry, let me just interject. There was a few videos that came out yesterday of people who took videos of the fire while they were evacuating. And, you know, they're hundreds of feet away, and they can feel the heat from flames, and you know they're going over overpasses, and just the entire woods just bright orange. It's insane looking.
Yeah, it really is. It's very dangerous for those people up there, and again, it's being fueled by the oil that's in the ground, much as anything else. Imagine that. Let me invite you to recognize your mother for Mother's Day. If you have a picture of your mom, and who doesn't, a special woman in your life, you'd like to recognize this lady for Mother's Day, send a note and the picture. What makes her so special? Pictures can be emailed to gooddaypics@gmail.com. You want to do that? And we're going to post them in an Honoring Mothers in 2016 Facebook album on the Good Day Facebook page.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
About this on all the social media, it's Coachella for old people. Was yesterday, the Desert Trip Festival planning performances by Paul McCartney, from whom you are hearing here. This is a desert festival set for October. It's sort of called Old Cella by some as well. Cold Cella, Coachella for old people. I'm actually interested and tempted to go. This is over the weekend of October 7th to the 9th. A three-day festival of rockers. Bob Dylan. It's going to be the Coachella for old people. Yeah.
This sounds a song.
Oh, it's a great song. Crank this up, Joe. We spent almost a week in Palm Springs and Desert Hot Springs, and that's Coachella's right down the road at Indio. Very interesting place. That's, I can't imagine the traffic, though, around what would go on with these guys all being there. All right, so it's McCartney, Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones. They're going to perform.
To think all of these guys are in one lot.
Well, but you know what? The other thing is that's kind of offensive about this, that people are making fun of it as Coachella for old people or Oldcella. Who doesn't know, no matter how old you are, unless you're 6 years old, who Paul McCartney is or Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, the Who are going to perform as well?
Friends who just saw The Who at the Barclays Center and said
they
were
like
amazing. Oh, they said they were amazing.
So great.
Daltrey's voice really held up.
Yeah. Daltrey's fine. Now, you're not a fan of Roger Waters, are you?
No, I am not.
When did you talk to him?
I was at a charity event, and he was there, and I had a brief and unpleasant encounter with him. He's just very self-important, and he just feels like, you know, he knows the answer to all the world's problems. And he's...
Tickets go on.
Nice to say about him.
Okay, well, if you got good things to say, let's go on to Neil Young's performing as well. Neil Young. How's it going to work? Dylan and the Stones will perform on Friday. Saturday night, McCartney and Young will perform. And then the rest of them on Sunday night. Tickets on sale at 10 a.m. next Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific time, with tiered pricing. Get a one-day pass for $199. That's general admission. You don't get a seat for that. You get a three-day general pass for $399. Again, you don't get a seat.
I don't think there are seats. Well, for old cello, there has to be seats.
Right. The pit tickets cost $1,599. Other seating options, if you want reserved floor seats, $699 to $999. $1,599 for a seat for all 3 days. There's also a grandstand option at $999 for 1 day and $1,599 for 3 days. You can also buy a four-course prepared meal every day at $225. So,
it's not a cheap festival.
Assuming that people are older, have got a few more discretionary dollars to spend.
Yep.
I might put in for this as a promotional event. Demand to the ticket demand. And these people, they'll be the scalpers will be there buying these things up. They'll be available for about 5 minutes. And then you'll have to pay a lot more money than that to get into it. But anyway, it's kind of fun to think about it. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Missing pets. Nothing could be more worrisome or devastating to a pet guardian to come home and find out their pet is missing. Listen to these statistics, folks. Approximately 5 to 10 million pets are lost every year, and less than half are returned. But pet guardians can take a number of steps to give their pets the best chance of finding their way home. First of all, provide your pet with the proper ID and a microchip. And as soon as you notice your pet is missing, immediately start searching right away. Don't say, well, I'll go tomorrow, I'll go in an hour. Look right away. Advertise, 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 offer reward. And this is important. Physically go to your shelter and shelters surrounding your neighborhood consistently. The volunteer you spoke to on Monday might not be there on Tuesday, and you don't want the opportunity of your dog to be adopted to someone else or even worse, euthanized to take place. So make sure when you lose your pet, you check right away, go to the shelters, contact the policeman, and check with the mailman. They know every nook and cranny in the neighborhood. I'm Warren Eckstein.
How do we attain peace? It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In a chaotic world where global security is threatened, how do we find peace? Does it come from creating a false reality that fits a certain political ideology? History has proven that any attempt to compromise, appease, or legitimize an enemy only serves to embolden them. It appears as weakness and gives them a sense of strength and superiority. President Reagan coined the mantra, peace through strength, and it gave hope and empowerment to our allies and those seeking the beacon of liberty. He put the enemies of freedom on notice and demanded that the wall of tyranny be torn down, and it was. No one wants to advocate for war, but the fight is upon us, and peace in our time does not come by surrender or appeasement. Peace comes through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right, quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit, no problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
The Good Day program. I'm Doug Stiffen with my friend Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the general in charge of the fight on May 5th, 1862, was Ignacio Zaragoza. And he is responsible for the unlikely victory that the Mexicanos had over the French in the Battle of Puebla. So that's why May 5th. The 5 of May, Cinco de Mayo, literally translated, is the 5 of May to celebrate the date when the Mexicans beat the French. So, I don't know, is there a day for the French having beaten somebody? Or the French ever beat anybody? The French always lose.
They have Bastille Day.
Bastille Day. What is that?
July 14th or something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I know that.
I don't either, actually. Yeah. I've forgotten about that. I find the French, I don't know, I just find them nauseous. Maybe that's not the right word, but they are, many French people I find annoying. So does that mean the people who are listening to me right now who have French blood are going to say, I don't want to listen to you anymore?
Well, they just
that would be me,
radio.
So yeah. So I'm just going to go. I have a lot of French in me, so I'm just going to go. Yeah.
Well, where are you going to go?
I don't know.
I didn't say about you. I didn't say you. I didn't make an individual thing out of it. I just, culturally, I find the French to be, just...
Now, are you talking about Parisians, or are you talking about
French? That's an excellent qualification. Parisians do not like Americans, and that's where I got my attitude. If you go outside of Paris, any number of places that I've been in France have been wonderfully warm to Americans. Yes, okay.
How did we end up
talking about the French when it's Cinco de Mayo?
Mexico.
Because
Mexico beat the French.
That's what I just said. Thank you.
I'm just bringing you back.
There's a
old
big
Shella.
Celebration. Those of you... Whoa! Listen to that! A little diggerini! All right. The old El Paso celebration. Those of you listening in El Paso on KGSM, what's going on there today? Want to share it with us? Anybody from El Paso wants to share Cinco de Mayo stories, what the plans are? Help yourself. 888-302-3684. This is a food festival in a lot of American cities that celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It becomes a big food festival, and there are a lot of things. I think I was in El Paso 1 year on Cinco de Mayo. I think I was, and I remember that it was a big thing downtown, flavorful food, lots of drinking tequila. I don't know that too many people spend a lot of time in Taco Bell, only the foolish people who think that's how to celebrate something Mexican. But it's an interesting commemoration. I said that? Yes, commemoration. So happy Cinco de Mayo Day. Meanwhile, the Justice Department of the United States of America has decided they're going to get themselves involved in what's known as House Bill 2. In North Carolina, requiring transgender people to use public bathrooms that conform to the sex on their birth certificate. Now, the Justice Department is saying that it views this as a violation of the Federal Civil Rights Act, which protects workplace discrimination based on sex. So, does the letter get the job done? The letter that underscores the objection the Justice Department has to this was sent to the governor of North Carolina yesterday. The law goes against federal law. The scrutiny recently, because of the new law that bans local governments from enacting anti-discrimination policies, it's been called, I believe, the bathroom bill. It requires transgender people to use the bathroom that corresponds with their sex at birth. So that means that Caitlyn Jenner would have to go to the men's room if she were to be in North Carolina. That's just the way it is. So who's going to be inspecting to see what you have for private parts before you go into the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I want to know. Who's going to look at pull up Caitlyn Jenner's skirt, if she's wearing one, to see what's there? Because that's how foolish this all is. How are you going to know... Who's going to be the person checking at the door of the bathroom to see what your natural-born state was? It isn't going to be me. And it isn't going to be you or anybody else who's got any brains. But the people in North Carolina aside, I don't even think the people in North Carolina in the main agree with this. Those of you in North Carolina, anybody want to weigh in on this? The live Twitter feed continues at the Good Day Show. I think there are a lot of people who are just pretty tired of the whole thing. Maybe it's all the attention that they're getting that they don't like, whatever it is. A lot of entertainers, Bruce Springsteen has said he's not going to play. PayPal was going to expand into North Carolina, said, nope, we're not building an office there. So the feds are hoping that the state will voluntarily abandon the law, if not... Then the feds get in, they try to force them into an action, they withhold federal money, yada, 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 yada. A lot of money, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding is on hold now. The governor, Mr. Crory, says the Department of Justice is overplaying their part when they warn of legal action. Are they?
I mean, no, I don't think so.
Huh. Well, you'd think
someone's got to step up and say something.
Well, but why don't the people in the state step up?
Well, maybe they are.
Because
I
can't believe. Yeah. Well, where's the news media on this? All the news media is doing is making fun of the state because of this. And okay, that's as far as it goes. It's okay. But let's get down to brass tacks here. What really does what does this matter? How does this matter? Why does this matter? What is the reason for having this prejudice? What are you afraid of?
Right.
All decisions like this are made out of fear. It's fear-based thinking. I don't care whether Caitlyn Jenner takes a pee or a dump in a John next to me or not. That's a little crude, but that's kind of what it boils down to, isn't it?
And I think Caitlyn Jenner is... I think the fact that she has become... sort of the face of transgender issues.
Yeah.
You know, people who transgender people in North Carolina have been there forever, and this has never been an issue until now. Caitlyn Jenner has really the LGBTQ community has gotten a lot of press lately, and I think now this is just a backlash, and it is based in fear, of course, just like you said.
Didn't I see something about her being the cover girl for Sports Illustrated?
Mm-hmm. It's the 40th anniversary of her gold medal. From the Olympics.
But it was his gold medal. It wasn't hers. That, I think, is where the distinction comes. He won. She did not. Am I right?
Well,
nah.
Well it's a little murky. I mean, it's a little murky because in one of the most recent...
But she was a he then.
Right, but now she has changed her birth certificate.
Fine.
So, and her driver's license. So it's all female.
See, that's when it gets exasperating because it gets foolish. I mean, what difference is that? Now we respect you for having done what you did. Takes a lot of courage, even though you're going to probably make $300 million over the rest of your life from having done what you've done. That's okay. Do what you will. Be as you will. Whoever you are, it's none of my business. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me what you do because it doesn't bother me. It's not in my face. But in this circumstance, my own opinion is that he won at the Olympics. She did not win at the Olympics. So, are we going to get into a big to-do about this? Probably not, because it isn't really worth much conversation. It doesn't have anything to do with respect for those who are lesbian, those who are gay, those who are bisexual, those who are transvestites. That's one issue. I have no
transgender
problem.
Transgender. Yeah, there's transgender.
What did I say?
Transvestite.
Oh. Sorry.
That's all right. No, there's a big difference, and a lot of people don't.
Yeah, of course
don't.
There is. Yeah, right, yeah, right. That was my slip of the tongue. No, the transgender, it's fine.
Well, I mean, would you support...
You live your life the way you want to. It's your life. Everybody, you can't cage people in. It's not fair. It's not right.
I mean, this is a crazy question. Do you think Caitlyn Jenner should return the medal?
No, because he earned it.
Right. So then how come she can't be on Sports Illustrated with the medal?
She can. I have a problem with that. You didn't hear me criticize that.
No, you said
I
that he won, not she.
Well, but I said that as a result of our discussing whether it should be he or she. I said it's he because he won when he was
right.
A him.
Right.
Not now. Television report next on Good Day.
Shop Kohl's and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Use it on top of already great sale price Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. early bird gifts for mom. Like Tech Gear Tops, just $9.99. A Ninja Blender for only $79.99. Fine jewelry is 70% off. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash Saturday morning at Kohl's. Hours may vary by store, select styles. 20% offer valid May 5th through 8th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Hi, TV time here on Good Day with Doug and Victoria and Kara and you. Chelsea Handler is returning to Late Night, new Netflix talk show called, this is clever, Chelsea. Starts next Monday. She was interviewed. She said she's decided against throwing her name in the ring for one of the up-for-grab late-night shows, the late-night thing. And she said, you know, I did that. I'm tired of people asking me the question, so I decided. The question I'd like to answer more than any other question is, what's it like to be a female in late night? And I'm not surprised. What I would have thought she'd have said is, well, I'm not inviting you into my bedroom. That's kind of...
I think
questions.
She's been asked that question so many times.
She has.
I think she's so sick of it.
Right. And then she's not somebody that I spend a lot of the time whooping around. She doesn't do anything for me. I think people get so used to the same sort of, this is a news media thing. Everything is the same. Let's redo the same as everybody else. Nah. Whether you like her or she's not your cup of tea, it still is interesting that she's going to try her hand at a late-night shtick. And there are no holds barred because it's Netflix. She did what she wanted. Yeah. Okay. The Prince saga and the story of a Nashville television sports anchor named Dan Phillips who lost his job after he put a lot of references to Prince and Prince songs in his sportscast. Some people thought that it was insensitive and inappropriate. Here's a sample of what cost him his job.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to get to this thing called life. An electric word, life, but I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The NHL playoffs. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything going to be all right? Don't expect an answer, because he or she is probably checking out game 4 of the Ducks and Predators. Let's go crazy, Smashville. Let's get nuts. Nope. Instead, Ryan Getzlaf is going to tuck the loose puck between Pecorine's legs to give Anaheim a 1-0 lead just 62 seconds in. It stayed that way until midway through the second period. This is what it sounds like when doves cry and when Mike Fisher scores. His first goal of the playoffs ties it up, but it was all downhill after that. It's 2-1 Ducks when Jamie McGill plays party man for the second straight game, batting the puck out of the air and into the net. That makes it 3-1, and the clock hits 0-0. Party over. Oops, out of time. It's the Ducks who are going to party like it's 1999.
I mean, there's nothing offensive about that. It was a little dorky.
Yeah,
it was dorky. But you can't get fired for being dorky.
Yes, you can. He got fired.
I know, but I'm saying it's not right.
You ought not to be fired under that circumstance. All right. Let's see here. The Nightly Show, the show that comes on after The Daily Show on Comedy Central, Francesca Ramsey talking about some of the negative comments on the Ghostbusters trailer.
This week, one movie trailer became the most disliked in YouTube history. So was it the Human Centipede, Geely, or the Hateful Eight? Nope, it's the new female-fronted Ghostbusters trailer. Because the internet is afraid of women who ain't afraid of no ghosts. So let's take a look at some of the YouTube comments. As a man, I feel attacked by this film. Because this film just exists to satisfy feminists. As a woman, I feel attacked when you don't proofread your comments. Here's one. This is what political correctness looks like in movies. Political correctness is ruining Hollywood. What's next?
Right.
A trans...
I've had enough of that. 50 past the hour on Good Day.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Here we are at 53 after the hour now on the Good Day program. Tom Kreidler is normally here with his home improvement help from the home improvement radio program. The Money Pit is stuck in Las Vegas. I believe there's some kind of a show there, as a matter of fact. So, speaking of shows, we have dusted off a few excerpts from daytime TV programs that I like. And because this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, I guess I get to play what I like. But coincidentally, it happens that most of you like these shows as well. Otherwise, they wouldn't be on TV or the radio. To wit, Steve Harvey has daytime talk program. Let's see, what is he doing? He has a radio show in the morning for 3 hours. And then he does a daily television talk program in Atlanta where he lives. And he does a Family Feud, and he's now doing that little small big thing, whatever it is.
That's little Big Shots.
Little Big Shots, right. So here he jokes on his TV program about the Sisters of the Valley who sell medical marijuana and bless it when they deliver it.
The Sisters of the Valley is a progressive sect of nuns in California. They're harvesting organic marijuana, and each jar gets blessed before it gets shipped. These nuns are selling marijuana, and it has people asking, is it appropriate for these nuns to bless this stuff before they sell it? First of all, he Here's the argument that people have. Well, God made marijuana, and he did. God also made opium. He also made the cocoa leaves. What he did not tell you to do is smoke it till your ass couldn't think no more. He didn't tell you to sell it for profit, and he didn't tell you to go out and form a damn drug cartel. So quit putting God in the dope selling business. Now, these nuns that done took this dope and blessed it, I would just like to say I don't mind people being nuns. I think it's a noble profession. But good dope don't need a blessing. I've heard if you got really good dope, you ain't got to say nothing. Puff, puff, pass, pass, and that's all you got to do.
Hmm. Really?
That's funny.
Okay.
Is that any different than monks making wine and beer?
Monks? No, probably not, actually. Some of the biggest drunks I've ever come across in my life were members of the cloth. So, it's like, well, never mind. I just added it to myself. Thank you. More from Steve Harvey in a moment here on Good Day.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an ESP electric guitar, just $299. Keep it in tune with a TC electronic pedal tuner, just $69. Or strike a chord with Martin acoustic strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
All right, so back to Steve Harvey and his daytime program. Here he answers an audience member's question about what to do about a roommate who is not paying their fair share of the bills.
I'm currently in a really bad situation. One of my roommates, she doesn't pay her rent, and she doesn't pay her utilities. I'm in charge of all the utilities in our household, and she owes me and my other roommate 2 months of rent, and I just want to know what a creative idea would be to get this money from her, because asking her for it is not helping. We've like been through this for like the past year, and it's just getting terrible.
Yeah, see, just listen to me. You are going to have to accumulate the value of your rent in stuff.
Okay.
You take the stuff. Are you familiar with the term repossession?
Yes.
You repo her stuff until she give you the money for the rent and the utilities. She don't get her stuff back.
Aha. All right, advice from another daytime host, Wendy Williams, likes to answer audience members' questions. Here's one about what to do with a daughter whose grades are slipping.
My daughter just turned 13, and her grades are slipping.
It happens.
What should I do?
Lots of extra help, lots of tutoring, lots of assistance with, you know, and she's old enough to be able to plan her own extra help. You know, you don't have to baby and coddle her and call teachers and things like that. But, you know, maybe limit after school activities. I don't know what she does, how many things that she does. And I don't know how much she socializes, but certainly having a strict talk with her and stepping up the tutoring.
Yes.
That's pretty good advice, right?
Yep.
We're all about good advice here on Good Day. 59 minutes past the hour.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.